The U.S. military in Baghdad is beginning to consolidate bases and prepare for an eventual pullback from much of the capital. Iraq's police and the fledgling Civil Defense Corps will take over most security duties in the city. The transfer of power is scheduled for June 30th. In the meantime, the U.S. is trying to lower its profile and responsibility. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's 8 a.m. and troops from Iraq's Civil Defense Corps muster for morning drill. This new unit of Iraqi soldiers works at an old Iraqi military base. American troops stayed here until October. After the fall of Baghdad last spring, the U.S. military had established 60 operating bases in and around the Iraqi capital. That's dropped by more than half now and is scheduled to go to a mere 8 by early May. All but one are on the outskirts of Baghdad, but Brigadier General Martin Dempsey, commander of the 1st Armored Division, says U.S. troops aren't going far.
We're talking about kilometers, not hundreds of kilometers. We're talking about an organization that will live on the perimeter of the city, not out in the desert someplace. But it's an important difference, and in my heart, I think this is what the Iraqi people want and deserve. Because when we're in the middle of a city, we create a huge footprint that you have to maneuver around.
As the U.S. rotates its troops in Iraq, Baghdad will have fewer soldiers and fewer tanks to help lower the military's profile. The U.S. is also putting an Iraqi face forward. Until recently, a small palace, formerly used by Saddam's daughter Hala, was a U.S. civilian military assistance center, known as a CMOC. It was set up to assist civilians who were looking for imprisoned relatives, filing damage claims against the military, or applying to carry guns. The center has been renamed, and Iraqis are now taking over management. Laith Muafiq al-Abaidi is chief director.
Before it was CMOC because it was 24 hours for the military, but now the military, they come to us just 2 days on the week, so they turn it to General Information Center. They want to turn it to the all of the thing to Iraqi, not with the American U.S. Army.
In addition to the 30,000 troops who will stay around Baghdad, Iraq is expected to have one of the biggest U.S. embassies in the world. Billions of dollars in aid, already approved, will guarantee influence. Civilian advisors will likely stay working with Iraqi ministries. But Scott Carpenter, director of governance programs for the U.S.-led provisional authority here, says that will be Iraq's decision.
We're going to be here to advise and help in ways Iraqis ask us to help. But the fact is, when you're a sovereign government, you can say whatever you want to say about what your relationships with any other country is going to be. We're committed to helping Iraq get through this transition. But we're not going to be a protectorate over Iraq.
Iraq's Civil Defense Corps is supposed to become one of the country's main protectors. After a recent inaugural patrol through downtown Baghdad, excited soldiers celebrated with a chant of support for their country. The patrol had blocked traffic for hours in what was more an introductory show of force than an actual mission. U.S. military officials say the buildup of Iraqi forces is part of what allows them to pull back. Brigadier General Mark Hertling suggests that as the U.S. military reduces its visible presence, attacks such as suicide bombings may begin to be seen in a different light.
It'll almost be instances of domestic terrorism as opposed to an outside fight. And I think that's what the Iraqi security forces are beginning to view this as. I mean, it's really domestic terrorism, a battle taking place on their soil that they want to prevent.
Want to, perhaps, but some doubt they can. Baghdad's acting police chief, Jafar Abdul Rasul, says his men are ready and able to fight crimes like kidnapping and robberies. But they are completely unprepared, he says, to stop international terrorism or suicide bombings. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.